1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Here's the word on wealth, a retirement update from five-star wealth manager, certified financial planner, Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to this edition of the Word on Wealth. Marty Schneider here, and glad to have you along. The stock market has been sort of humming along since interest rates are still pretty low. The Employee Benefits Research Institute suggests that Americans are feeling less confident about their retirement plans. There are three good reasons for this stress. Number one is fear of expenses in retirement. Number two is debt continues to plague retirees. Last but not least, low returns on safe accounts. Most people say that they have not sought the assistance of a financial advisor. Call me for your complimentary consultation with me, 800-727-PLAN. You can also go to my website, theretirementprofessor.com. I'm the Retirement Professor, Marty Schneider. This is the Word on Wealth Financial Network, and I'll be back on these very same Salem Network stations.
This is AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station, a service of Salem Media Group.
KPRZ San Marcos, Poway, San Diego.
Thank you for supporting our ministry partners and advertisers.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience, our DDD, you better get ready, you better buckle in, PC. PC equals progressive corruption. Uh-oh. You going there, Dave? I'm going there. Plus, we're going to look at heads or tails. That's always interesting. And then we'll be forced to pick a side as we close it out with a line in the sand.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KPRZ, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey. So much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473, 866-KPRZ. Remember, any topic is technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family. The David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back. Stand by.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
I am pure Burmese and strong in my own religion. I did not want to hear about Jesus, but Pastor Ruwat came and told me about him.
When Da I Tin first heard about Jesus, her reaction was, "I will never believe your God and change my religion." But Pastor Ruwat continued to visit, sharing God's word and answering her questions. At first, she rejected the message, but after 1 year, her heart softened. And then one day, she clearly knew that what Pastor Ruwat had been telling her about Jesus and salvation was true. Now she is a believer in the living God. We at Whitefields Ministry support pastors so people can hear the gospel.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Will your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities? Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
From Washington, D.C., it's the Cal Thomas Commentary. And now, here is America's number one syndicated columnist, Cal Thomas.
Vice President Mike Pence has revealed he never dines alone with a woman not his wife, nor does he attend events where alcohol is served without Karen at his side. The left has gone nuts about this. Some claim such a policy keeps women from career advancement. Others say it's just plain silly in the 21st century with so many women in high positions in government and business. Funny how lefties had no problem with Bill Clinton doing more than dining with women, not Hillary. They excused his numerous affairs as just sex that had nothing to do with his ability to govern. Besides, they said such things are between a husband and wife. So why is not this between a husband and wife? The answer is the Pences are countercultural and stand as a rebuke to the sexual revolution that has created many casualties over the past 50 years. What they practice is usually referred to as the Billy Graham rule. The evangelist never allowed himself to be alone with a woman, not his wife. Avoiding the appearance of evil is a good policy. It's worked for Graham and is working for the Pences. Perhaps others should try it. I'm Cal Thomas in Washington.
For a free copy of today's commentary and other information, visit calthomas.com or send a written request mentioning the date and subject to Values Through Media, Post Office Box 7065, Arlington, Virginia, 22207. Tax-deductible gifts support these commentaries and are appreciated. Listen again next time for the Cal Thomas Commentary.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. A couple things to let you know right off the bat. This segment brought to you by Whitefields Ministries and my good friend Steve Wheeler. I sent a message today and he sent me a message back and he said, "Is there something I need to know about?" He was worried about my message. It was a cryptic message. Here's the message I sent him. Great things are coming. You know what happened is I just had my very own tugboat Todd come in and talk to me about the same thing. Here's the deal, folks. When you hear something that is great that is coming, there is something coming. It's great. Now, does that mean that something great is coming in an hour? No. 2 hours? No. Eventually, the Lord Jesus Christ is coming back. So there is something great coming, the second coming. Is there something more cryptic than that? You bet. That's how I operate. But the bottom line is this. Steve Wheeler and his wife, Coral, advancing the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ to the four corners of the earth. Did I dodge that question? You bet. But is he still taking the gospel everywhere? Yes. Educating, financially supporting, praying for rural pastors all over the world. Also helping with clean drinking water, which, you know, I think drinking water is good. Clean drinking water is good. And they're also networking between churches, ministries, and different missionaries throughout the world. Whitefields Ministries, you can find information at whitefields.org. I've said this before. I'd say it again. If you're a person who's kind of like feeling a little lackadaisical, well, I'm not really seeing the Lord doing a lot of moving, maybe you should read some of the testimonies of some of these pastors that are engaged in ministry with Whitefields Ministries to be encouraged as to see that the Lord is very active in the kingdom building process. Whitefields.org. Their phone number is 760-846-8610. 760-846-8610. You know, I don't like using that old-fashioned telethon, be a prayer partner, send this, do that. You know what? Just pray for them. You can figure out how to do that. You are well able to discern how to go about that. A couple of things to let you know, please. We had Bill Gaither on the show yesterday. They have a big concert coming up Sunday, April 9th at Shadow Mountain Community Church. For more information, go to gaither.com. It will be an excellent outing of that. You can be positive and sure. Great place for a Sunday night. I think the doors open at 6, if I can recall that correctly. Pastors Masters Golf Tournament, we talked about that today in the studio, in the station meeting. Just be aware, it is our 7th annual. It's going to be taking place May 8th. It's at St. Mark's Golf Club, and it's an excellent opportunity. And if you are a pastor and you've never done this, you're nuts. What? Why wouldn't you? Yeah, it's so good. It's refreshing. It's encouraging. There's special gifts, awards, desserts, lunch. There's laughs. It's a good time. If you have not had a chance to meet with some of the other pastors and just kind of get a chance to fellowship in a non-threatening environment. This isn't church swapping, folks. It's hitting the ball going, man, I'm not good at this. You just want to go to kprz.com to get more information. Not overly complex. We'll kind of leave that one there. Okay, that'll be it for the announcements right to that point. Because now we're going to get ready to get into our DDD, Devotional Diamonds of the Day. This one has an interesting title. It's actually called PC Equals Progressive Corruption. And here is our clip that we are going to play ahead of time.
Ever since you joined this PC thing, you just bully people and wait for people to say anything improper so that you can jump down their throats for whatever words he or she used.
You are a bigot.
So genius. That's just genius. Let's understand what's going on somewhere in the realm of Christianity. Do you know what a hot dog is? I mean, you know what a hot dog is, right? I mean, there's a hot dog, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then, you know, there's they have the little hot dogs. And then when they have the hot dogs with the beans, the little hot dogs with the beans, I think they call them beanie and weenies. Is that what they call them?
I believe so. Or Franken beans.
Yeah, or Franken beans, something like that. Here's the deal. For some reason, Christians go around the world and they think they're supposed to be hot dogs. And I'm not sure what's going on there. You know, when you think about Jesus Christ, people think, oh, Jesus, he put his finger up in a peace sign. He took a flower, usually a daisy, stuck it in the end of a gun. He went around with sandals and had a really cool tie-dye shirt on. And everything was cool, peace, love, rock and roll, and all that stuff. Yeah, this is the same Jesus in the Gospel of John that not only went into the temple and, quote, unquote, flipped the tables of the money changers. Have you ever been in a room and somebody flipped a table before? Taint pretty, right? Then he forbid the animals going in and out, and he stopped people. Listen, this is not somebody going, please stop. I would like you all to stop now. This is a dude that flipped the table and went, you know what? That's enough. I think this is going too far. And then people respond to me, and I've had somebody do this in the Bible college realm, say, no, no, Jesus was a pacifist. He didn't want to offend anybody. That's obviously a person who's never read Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1 Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians. Are you getting the drift? 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy, Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James, 1 Peter, 2 Peter, 1 John, 2 John, 3 John, Jude. Revelation. The point is that that is nothing like Jesus. In fact, it's pretty clear in Scripture that Jesus' position is very firm. And as you read in Scripture, you understand a few things. Here's something that Jesus was pretty clear about, is that he was definitively one to take a position. Political correctness is this mindset of not offending anybody. Jesus came and said, I have come. This is Matthew 10:42. Go read it. I have not come to send peace, but a sword. That's what Jesus said. People don't like that. Like, no, 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 that's not nice talk, really. What people do about Christmas is they say, no, it says, you know, peace on earth, goodwill amongst men. Yeah, because that's not what the Scripture says. It says peace on earth, goodwill amongst men on whom God's favor rests. So somebody twists that to say everybody should be nice to each other, and the only thing it's saying is people that have God's favor, between God and them there is peace, period. There's a political correctness that's just run into the insanity level. How far has this gone? Ready? I've mentioned this before. They're still trying to pull this off. Have you ever had a Hershey's Kiss? They're one of those little chocolate things in foils. Some people have had them. Did you know that in San Francisco, one year in the city of San Francisco, they frowned upon, wrote in the paper, and even made mention of it in the city council, not to have red and green Hershey Kisses? You want to know why? Because they reminded people too much of Christmas. Like, come, give me a break, man. Come on. This neutral stuff don't work. Revelation chapter 3, verse 14 through 16. To the angel of the church in Laodicea write, These are the words of the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the ruler of God's creation. I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish you were either one or the other. So because you are lukewarm, not hot or cold, I'm about to spit you out of my mouth. The idea here is for us not to fall into the world system of false righteousness, which is PC, which really stands for progressive corruption. Why? Because it's man trying to establish righteousness apart from God on their own merits and behaviors. God is not into neutral. God is not into making everybody happy. God didn't make everybody happy. The scripture says, Jacob have I loved and Esau have I hated. People go, that's not fair. Here's God's response. Ready? I want to make sure you have the full compassion behind this when God gives this response. Tough. That's his response. He doesn't care. Your opinion of what God does or doesn't do does not have any bearing on what God does or doesn't do. Irrelevant. You either get with his program or miss the program. There is nothing else. You're either on the right or you're on the left. You're either a sheep or a goat. You're either a fish that's in or a fish that's out. But you got to take a position and you got to take a stand. And you don't get to just, you know, go around trying to, I'm going to make everybody feel good. You are like a mugwump. A mug on one side and a womp on the other, which means that they shoot you from both sides. Make a choice. When we come back, we're going to look at the scriptures that call for people to pick heads or tails. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, then we're coming back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Hey KPRZ friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. No catchy radio jingle here, just me asking for the opportunity to earn your business. I've been a top-selling realtor here in San Diego for over two decades, having sold homes all over the county. I'll give 25% of my commission back to a ministry of your choice. I've already given thousands to Turning Point, San Diego Rescue Mission, and Samaritan's Purse, just to name a few. I'll even front any home fix-up costs at no charge to you. As a former Muslim and now Christian, I put God first personally and professionally. If you or someone you know is considering buying or selling a home, just meet with me. You have nothing to lose. I'll even share my testimony and give you a copy of my book. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM. That's 858-780-1SAM. Or visit me online for all your real estate needs, thinksam.com. That's thinksam.com. God bless.
Christianity is exploding in New York City, and it's happening in unorthodox ways. This is Truth Itself. I'm Bob Dittmer. New York City churches don't have sprawling campuses and freshly painted white steeples. Many of the city's most prominent and influential churches don't even have a permanent location, much less a sign tacked on the front door. But without these Bible Belt trappings, Christianity is exploding at unprecedented rates, 300% growth in 20 years. New York City churches tread the line between community center and place of worship. They are a mixture of ESL classes in the basement, bivocational pastors, after-school programs, and co-op gardens behind project buildings. They are dinner parties on Wednesday nights and artist collective meetings in recording studios. Like the city itself, they have a persistent, rich diversity. For years, going to church was an afterthought in New York, a thing presumed to be dead or at least quickly dying. But after 9/11, it surged back to life as faith became part of the healing process. More new churches started showing up, and it hasn't slowed down since. Another important ingredient, pastors are collaborating with each other. Fernando Cabrera, pastor of New Life International Church in the Bronx, says they're sharing encouragement, strategy, and communication, adding, "New Yorkers are leading the way in terms of church unity. They really want to see each other's ministries succeed." You know, if you see a lot of people rushing to get in on something and they're all excited, don't you wonder, okay, what am I missing out on? In this case, it's thousands of people joining MediShare. Just one of the reasons. Think about this. MediShare is about half the cost of other healthcare programs. Honestly, this may be a game changer for you and your family.
Find out more. Call 844-49-BIBLE. It's now available in Montana. Call 844-49-BIBLE. That's 844-49-BIBLE. You can see these stories and more on our website, truthitself.com. Truth Itself, news that impacts your faith, family, and country.
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. The segment, by the way, brought to you by Sam Rasul, our very good friend Sam Rasul. In fact, we're going to do this one early because we know people are looking for realtors and they're looking for brokers. That happens on a regular basis. One of the things that Sam brings up is that about five times throughout the year, you'll encounter somebody who's really seriously looking for some real estate information. By the way, you're sitting there thinking, well, where do they get information like that? The Association of Realtors, that big R thing you see on there, they spend millions and millions of dollars on research. After all, the realm of real estate's a rather large multi-trillion dollar realm, so I'm sure everybody understands that. And so we say that if you're not looking personally, now let's say you know people at work, at church, in Bible study, maybe it's in your basketball league, maybe it's in your underwater basket leaving league, could be in any of those. We say, Tugboat Todd and I say, send them to Sam. Because you will not be sorry that you directed people to work with Sam Rasul in regards to real estate. Sam does an excellent job taking care of people because it's a part of his mission, a part of his life. Just on the other day with our good friend Steve Wither, they did a fantastic job. I was going to just drop the mic in the middle of the two of them, walk out and go have a soda. I could have. It wouldn't have made any difference. They just kept going and going. Here's the deal. You might know somebody and they might be going, you know, I just can't find a good realtor. I just don't know who to talk to. Well, you don't have to sign anything with Sam. You're not required to do anything. Just get in touch with him and see if he does good. If he does the people that you're trying to help, if he does good service. You'll find out. You'll find out what a blessing that can be. ThinkSam.com. ThinkSam.com. If you're thinking real estate, ThinkSam.com. His number, 858-7801-SAM. 858-780-1-SAM. ThinkSam.com. All right, couple things to tell you quickly. Don't forget, Moms in Prayer, annual 5K walk, April 8th, which I believe is this Saturday, isn't it? April 8th? I'm pretty sure it is. 8:30 to 10:30 in the morning, located at Kit Carson Park in Escondido. More information, go to momsinprayer.org. Two other things to tell you real quick. Don't forget about the Experience Israel trip, which is important. Going to be taking place with Pastor Sean Thornton in November. To get more information on that, you really want to go to experienceisraeltour.com because Genesis Tours gives you all the information. That's our good friend Reuven Doran. And finally, school tuitions. You've heard me do story after story after story after story about some of the nuttiness that's going on in some of the schools. Now, some teachers are fantastic in public schools. They are. They're heroes. Some other public schools are wackadoodle from top to bottom. There's nothing that's good in it. And the bottom line is if you're a person that's thinking, I really want to take advantage of my child getting a private Christian education, check out kprz.com, the link that says tuitions. You'll have a chance to have 50% off. It's definitely worth it. Let's get to our second segment on talking about taking a stand. This one is called Heads or Tails.
Flip a coin.
Okay. It's tails.
There you go. Nothing like OK Google to be stepping up to the spot. Here it is. Most people are familiar with this story, 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 20 through 22, with Elijah fighting against the prophets of Baal. Here's what it says. So Ahab sent word throughout all Israel and assembled the prophets on Mount Carmel. Elijah went before the people and said, "How long will you waver between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal is God, follow him." But the people said nothing, and then Elijah said to them, I am the only one of the Lord's prophets left, but Baal has 450 prophets. Couple things to note in this text, big stuff. One, Elijah was standing against 450 other people. Can you just imagine church for a second, please? If your church has 100 people, imagine, you know, 4.5 times that. If it's got, you know, 1,000 people, cut that in half. And imagine one person, and they're in opposition to 450 other people. And Elijah says something that is super fantastic. He says, look, he said, if God is God, if the Lord is God, follow him. But you know what? If Baal is God, if this other, you know, false God, if this other God is God, then follow him. And he's literally going, hey, pick which direction you're going to go, heads or tails. You can't hit both heads and tails. You got to flip the coin. You got to make a choice. You got to pick one. And here's something that's unbelievable. And I had a Calvary Chapel pastor tell me this one time, because when I was in a particular church movement, they were doing a couple things that I thought were getting a little squirrely. And he said, you know, it's really brave to do that. But he was really encouraging. And he said to me, you know, you got to stand in the Lord, even if it's you against hundreds. If you know it's the Lord and you know it's right, you have to take that stand no matter what those consequences look like. And I always thought that's really kind of a powerful statement of faith. I don't know if I can do that, what he's saying, but I love it. It just means that even if you have to stand alone, but it's standing in God, do it, because you're never really standing alone. But it is declared here in Scripture by Elijah saying, make a choice. In Joshua 24:15. Joshua says the same type of things by saying this, but if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods of your forefathers whom served beyond the river or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Got to make a choice. You cannot be friends with the world and friends with God. Oh, I know. The politicians tell you you can, but they're liars. Do you understand that? They're lying and following the father of lies. You cannot be connected to the world and the world system, the anti-Christ, anti-God, anti-faith culture, and be friends with God. Can't do it. You're going to have to pick at some point. But I don't want to offend anybody. Then don't be born, because that's your option. There is no way that people are going to have a society where nobody gets offended. Isn't it the funniest thing in the world? A safe space in a college is only for liberal thought. That by itself is a division. Have they lost their minds? Somebody on TV the other day said, well, I think that the college is are just simply reflective of society. And it's the exact opposite. It's the stupidity that's taught in the colleges that's poisoned the society. And the stupidness that comes, you can't say stupid, stupid. The stupidness, which isn't even a word, that comes out of there is it's the world, it's the world system, it's the little g, because if you believe in God, you're evil. That's their religion. You cannot be friends with that. There's no friendship there. Even if you have to stand alone, you stand in the Lord. And if people don't like it, oh well, guess what those people don't have for you? A heaven to put you in. Who cares? Somebody say, that person's mad. I'm like, so? So? Well, you should be more feeling like that. You mean I should be so feeling as to compromise my position with God in order to appease somebody who doesn't believe in God? I don't think so. I'm pretty sure that's not the life that Jesus led. When we come back, we're going to be looking at picking a side and how deep it gets. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back.
Now I come to
local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Pastor Ray Bentley invites you to celebrate Easter with the family at Maranatha Chapel in San Diego.
He is risen just as he said.
Discover what Easter means.
It means that right here on earth, you can begin tasting and experiencing resurrection power.
And Pastor Ray welcomes a special music guest, Sarah Groves. Easter at Maranatha Chapel with Pastor Ray Bentley. Join us for a Good Friday service at noon, then four Easter services to choose from, Saturday evening at 6 and Sunday morning at 6:30, 8:30, and 10:30, with special music by Sarah Groves. Maranatha Chapel Easter weekend, April 14th through 16th. For details and directions, go to maranathachapel.org.
The Spirit of God renews our minds when we meditate on the Word of God.
Our Daily Bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by David McCaslin. Dawson Trotman, a dynamic Christian leader of the mid-20th century and founder of the Navigators, emphasized the importance of the Bible in the life of every Christian. Trotman ended each day with a practice he called His Word, the Last Word. Before going to sleep, he meditated on a memorized Bible verse or passage, then prayed about its place and influence in his life. He wanted the last words he thought about each day to be God's words. The psalmist David wrote, "On my bed I remember you. I think of you through the watches of the night. Because you are my help, I sing in the shadow of your wings." Whether we are in great difficulty or enjoying a time of peace, our last thought at night can ease our minds with the rest and comfort God gives. It may also set the tone for our first thought the next morning. A friend and his wife conclude each day by reading aloud a Bible passage and a daily devotional with their four children. They welcome questions and thoughts from each child and talk about what it means to follow Jesus at home and at school. They call it their version of His Word, the Last Word, for each day. What better way to end our day? We hope these daily programs inspire you to go deeper in studying God's Word. For additional resources and encouragement, download the Our Daily Bread ebook and mobile app. Prefer a print copy? We'll gladly send one your way for no cost or obligation. Visit getodbtoday.org. Today's encouragement is provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. We recognize that the concept of PC political correctness is simply man's attempt to establish his own righteousness apart from God and the testimony given in Jesus Christ. And so we give it a big thumbs. That's what we give it. People think, you know, that is really immature. Yep. Yep, it is. Listen, I didn't create me. This is what you get. Kind of how that works. And I did have an interesting discussion with my mother-in-law one time. She, was right, but I did want to, you know, kind of get the dig in, where she said, you know, you got to act, you know, a little more mature sometimes. I said, well, unless I'm like a child, I shall in no wise enter in. I was using that a little abusively, but it was funny. It was funny, but it was at lunch, so it didn't count. All right, let's get into the next segment. We talked about PC standing for, actually, progressive corruption. And the reality check is that Jesus was specific, standing on the side of the kingdom of God, and that Elijah, standing against the prophets of Baal, was very specific, as well as Joshua, who said, you got to make a choice. If you think Baal is God, serve him. As for me and my family, we will serve the Lord God. And the reality check for Christians is you cannot be a friend of the world and a friend of God. It does not work. You're looking for the book that's in, that's James 3, 4, and 5, especially chapter 4. So there's something to be said as we look at this and we understand that we are picking sides. When we say heads or tails, when we talk about political correctness or what we call progressive corruption, we are specifically saying this world is trying to offer a false righteousness. And it is a building of the kingdom of darkness when man tries to establish his own righteousness, which, by the way, man has been plying at since the garden, in case you were not sure. One of the reasons that Eve took the fruit was because it was desirous to make her wise so she can figure out how to do it. It's like, listen, apart from God, you don't get to eat the tree that gives life. Sorry. So what we do get to see is the establishment of the kingdom of God. And in Matthew chapter 12, verse 25 through 28, it says this: Jesus knew their thoughts and said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself will be ruined, and every city or household divided against itself will not stand. If Satan drives out Satan, he is divided against himself. How then can his kingdom stand? And if I drive out demons by Beelzebub, by whom do your people drive them out? So then they will be your judges. But if I drive out demons by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God has come upon you." In this one verse, Jesus identifies two kingdoms. Remember the old Bob Dylan song, "You Gotta Serve Somebody"? Well, it may be the devil and it might be the Lord, but you gotta serve somebody. One of the greatest lies in society is that mankind doesn't serve anybody. It's almost, it's a little close on the American spirit side of things because, you know, we're not a slave to anybody. You know, that's kind of the attitude, right? And then you have people that enslaved other people, and you have the whole movement, social movements that are all freaking out about slavery from the past. I will mention that the children of Israel were slaves 400 years. Under the Egyptian rule. You don't hear me whining about it. Here's what you got me saying. The slavery that takes place now is slavery to sin. And unless you are in the kingdom of God, where it's the only place you can choose freedom, choose literally free will to choose surrender, so to speak, otherwise you are deceived in the kingdom of darkness and a slave of sin. If you are not in the kingdom of God, you are in the kingdom of Satan, which, by the way, his rule extends into the world, which is why you can't be friends with the world. So the understanding is that you and I are going to make choices. We're going to make decisions in our life, and we are going to support one kingdom or another by the decisions we make. Sometimes I share too much information. Not on the air, but just talking to people personally. Now, I don't share with people about other people. I try to keep that super, super careful. But sometimes I'll share about what I'm thinking or what I'm doing too quickly. The Bible says that a foolish man utters, or a simple man utters all his mind. It's not the best trait that I have. But the decisions that I make inwardly and outwardly, the decisions that I make by verbiage and by action, the decisions that I make with my mouth and my hands, well, they impact one kingdom or another every single decision that I make. Everyone. I either do it as the Lord is before me, or I ignore the Lord and do it in the kingdom of darkness. And don't kid yourself. If you're a Bible-believing, born-again Christian, when you commit sin, you advance the kingdom of darkness. So there's this mindset that Jesus tries to communicate to us, saying, hey, there are two kingdoms and there are ways to operate in these kingdoms. And when we get into Romans, you get to see this one element where Paul says in Romans 6:13, do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourselves to God as being alive from the dead and your members as instruments of righteousness to God. That word instrument in the New King James is also translated weapon. Now watch this when I replay it. Do not present your weapons or your members as weapons of unrighteousness, but present yourself to God as being alive from the dead and your members as weapons of righteousness. You can be a weapon for unrighteousness and you can be a weapon for righteousness depending on how you and I present ourselves. So then that then becomes kind of a huge key. How do we present ourselves? Because what we say and what we do advances someone's kingdom. In one capacity, we're an instrument or a weapon for unrighteousness. In another capacity, we can be an instrument or a weapon for unrighteousness. This is not past tense. This is present tense. It says, and do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness. Not you can't, you can. The key is this. This is going to blow your mind. Ready? Not making a choice. The world, the kingdom of darkness, versus God and the kingdom of light. Not making a choice. Not taking a stand. Ready? Going to blow your mind. Not taking a stand. Not making a choice. Also advances someone's kingdom. The enemy's kingdom. When you do nothing, you do nothing to support the kingdom of God. You are opposed then to the kingdom of God. And you think, well, that just doesn't seem fair. Well, make better choices. Because those decisions that you and I make, we are going to have to give an account to God in regards to what they are or are not. And when we're silent, when we've been given the truth, when we're quiet, when God has given us the proclamation message, when we are unseeable, when he tells us to be a city set on a hill, we're in trouble with what he's asking. I understand, believe me. You know, I work at Salem Media Group. They, you know, they go back to the Ronald Reagan theory that the city set on the hill is America, a shining light and example to the world. Fantastic. Except the text that Jesus taught was all about individual people shining so that people in darkness can see their light and then thereby turn to God. It's cool that we want it to be America, but it's more accurate that it's you as a person. I understand. And I understand the political push, and we've got conservative stations all over the place with them. I get it. But, you know, that doesn't excuse it. Here's the reality. You are the light of the world that Jesus has sent forth with his gospel. You are that city that's set on a hill. Just read the context. You'll see every single statement is everything about an individual and not really about a group per se. You're going to catch that you and I and every decision you make and every decision you don't make matters. It does. Now, we praise God for grace, right? Because you know how many decisions I haven't made? I'm so thankful for Thanksgiving, for forgiveness. I'm thankful for forgiveness because of how bad I can operate in this. But I will tell you this. The prayer to move forward is easy. Lord, help me to take the positions I should take that honor you and your kingdom, and let me stand firm, never being ashamed of you. That's not hard to pray. And then when the Lord presents that, you got to do that. But the great thing is that you can do these things through the Lord Jesus Christ, who empowers you by his Holy Spirit. Got to take a stand. Got to pick a side, heads or tails. Can't be PCing this. You can't be trying to be frenzies with the worldsies. Because when we come back, you're going to see very clearly, very quickly, there has been a line drawn in the sand, and you have to be on one side or another. There is no option. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station. Here in San Diego, California, going to take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Okay, Mike, your turn.
All right, I just need a pair of sixes to win. Just two sixes. That's all I need. Oh. Snake eyes, really, again? How is that even possible?
Maybe next time, Mike.
Ever feel like that guy? Like the odds are so stacked against you that you can never get exactly what you want? Well, here's some good news for you. God is in control. It says in the Bible,
we may throw the dice, but the Lord determines how they fall.
That verse isn't talking about board games. It's a metaphor for the fact that God has a perfect plan for our lives. Yes, we have the freedom to make our own choices, but ultimately, God determines how things turn out. And if you're in a relationship with God's Son, Jesus Christ, you can be sure that God is always working the results for your good, even if it doesn't feel like it right now. If you want to learn more about how God is in control of your life, check out our website, findpeacewithgod.net. We're the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
When I'm asked about spiritual gifts, I always answer with, well, a little bit of caution. This is Jim Garlow. I'm really happy that Christians seem to have renewed interest in the gifts of the Spirit. That's a good thing, because God has given us all special gifts so that we can better serve Him and serve fellow Christians and serve the world. But it's possible to slip into what I would call gift obsession. What do I mean by that? It's when we as followers of Christ forget that our spiritual gifts are a means to an end, not ends in themselves. God gives gifts for service or ministry. Our fascination should not be with our gifts, but rather with the God who gives them, and my is He gracious, and then in whose service these gifts will be used, those around us, those in the church, those outside the church, the world at large. What I'm suggesting is a fundamental ministry of cultivation of believers to uncover these gifts and to train believers in their use. There's more at jimgarlow.com.
Mark Twain once wrote, "There is no use in walking 5 miles to go fishing when you can depend on being just as unsuccessful nearer home." There's a delicate lesson here. First, we need to be realistic about our chances for success in any given venture. On the other hand, sometimes God calls us to go beyond what seems possible and trust Him for what appears impossible. We have limited abilities, but God's ability is unlimited. Our task, in the words of the book of Proverbs, is to cry out for discernment. Sometimes we need restraint, and other times we need boldness. God can tell us which if we'll just ask Him. And this is David Jeremiah encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover God's discernment on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com. Start your journey home today.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. We have been discussing the entire hour the understanding that you and I have to take sides. You know, whether you're a Christian or not, you got to take a side. It's not really going to matter. The PC mentality of the world, the so-called political correct functionality, is simply man trying to establish his own sense of righteousness apart from God. I wish people would really understand that. Political correctness is man's lame attempt at establishing their own righteousness apart from God. It is the conclusion of perverted knowledge, to be totally honest. And really, PC should stand for progressive corruption, because as you see the political correctness rising, what is the one thing that rises with political correctness as it's instituted is confusion. And the author of confusion is not God. Ooh, baby! So we looked at Elijah versus the prophets of Baal. We looked at Joshua, and we recognize it's heads or tails. You got to pick a side. And then we went further and illustrated there's the kingdom of God, there's the kingdom of Satan, and our decisions have a lot to do with our words, our actions have a lot to do with which kingdom we advance. And you can't pick no side, because by picking no side, you're advancing the enemy's kingdom. There is no neutral in spiritual warfare. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm neutral. Let's see, you got the kingdom of God and the kingdom of darkness. Sorry, I'm not going to be a part of it. Okay, well, there are your places over there, and I guess you don't really need light.
because you're just in darkness all the time. So just have a fun time. So I want to nail down the bottom line to some of this stuff. I mean, even if this gets caught up in your nose, you have to understand how important a decision process is and building a kingdom is. There's a passage in Zephaniah. How often do we hear Zephaniah? I could say to you, turn to the book of Hezekiah, and many of you would out there, you'd be turning. Hezekiah was a king in Israel. There's no Old Testament book called Hezekiah. But in Zephaniah, it says this. Zephaniah 1:12, at that time I will search Jerusalem with lamps and punish those who are complacent. Ooh, what? I will punish those who are complacent, who are like wine left on its dregs, who think the Lord will do nothing, either good or bad. This is for all the people that think I don't have to make a choice. Wrong. First of all, the word complacent comes from the Hebrew word shemir, which means indifference. Now, let me explain to you why that word's important. You'll understand this, I promise. The root idea of shemir is a bottle of wine sitting on a shelf, get this, not tilted properly. Now, when you have a bottle of wine and you're saving your wine, and you have a wine cellar, you have to tilt them in a certain direction. You ever notice that wines in a wine cellar, they're like tilting down towards the cork and so on and so forth? If you don't tilt a bottle of wine correctly, you know what it does? It loses its value and it becomes worthless. That's the idea of complacent. It's an indifference. It's people becoming worthless because they're sitting on the shelves because they're not tilting in the right direction. I want you to get that. A valuable bottle of wine is kept a particular way to protect the value. Or you can just drop it on its side and then it's worth nothing. That's what the Lord is saying. He's saying, I'm looking through my city. And I'm seeing people who are complacent, who are, they're like wine left on its dregs. And you know what? They think the Lord's not going to do anything good or bad. And they're wrong. And I'm going to punish them. So you do have to make a choice. You cannot escape. It is left or right. It is sheep or goat. It is on God's side or not on God's side. It is the kingdom of darkness or the kingdom of light, but you have to choose. You have to choose by your words and by your actions. There is a line in the sand. If any of you know anything about Exodus 32, when Moses came down and saw the children of Israel had gotten out of control and they were running wild, he literally created a line in the sand, so to speak. He said, come to me, kind of like creating a line right there, and said, everybody who's coming to me, let's go and avenge these people who are being disobedient to God. And they went through and killed 3,000 people. And then the Lord said, you, speaking to the Levites, you are set apart for the Lord. There was a line drawn in the sand, and everybody on God's side went over to Moses, and all of those people went and judged the other people. You better pick a side. Because if you think the Lord will do nothing, either good or bad, you're going to find yourself under the punishment of God. And you don't have to be a radical, because there's a lot of radicals, we know that. But you can't be invisible. And if you think that you're just going to be able to be complacent and sit on the side and do nothing, you're wrong. You're going to have to serve somebody. It may be the devil. And it may be the Lord. But you're going to have to serve somebody. Pick and choose wisely. Pick and choose heads or tails. Pick a side. Get on the right side of the line that's in the sand and be part of the kingdom of God from which you can enjoy all of eternity or reject God and be miserable. But pick a side. Because Jesus doesn't like it if you're lukewarm. So pick one. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break. You'll hear Marty. Then we'll be back with more Don't Go Anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.